Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
Good evening, Lubbock, Amarillo, Abilene, Wichita Falls, Midland, Odessa, Dallas, Fort Worth, down in Houston, over in El Paso, and anywhere else, inside or outside the Lone Star State and beyond, wherever you may be listening on this Wednesday. Can you believe it? Halfway through the work week, Wednesday, March 25th of 2026, a hot day in the Lone Star State. It's going to be another hot one tomorrow. It's always fun when you have hot days and your ACs aren't working too well. That's the position that we're in at the house. Hopefully that'll be fixed up next week. Always waiting for those parts to come in that are delayed. So we've got that going on. Hopefully you're in a little bit better of a situation wherever you may be on this Wednesday. Like I said, we've got so much, every show we have so much to talk about, especially today, where we do have a couple of guests who will be joining us, coming up at 5:35. We may bring them on a little bit sooner, but at 5:35 officially, we will have, County Commissioner Mike Dalby in the, studio. He's already here hanging out, getting ready to go on the air, talk about one of the big issues that has been impacting Lubbock and Lubbock County for a long, long time. The Expo Center. Yeah, we'll talk about that, where we're going, where we're heading, and just some of the debate, or I guess non-debate, that occurred at the latest county commissioners meeting. So we've got all that to get to. We've got Scott Braddock, who will join us coming up at 6:05 as we take a look at some of the back and forth going on even now between Ken Paxton and Kelly Hancock and what's happening there with the Texas Comptroller. So we've got little fights breaking out all over the place. It seems like 'tis the season. You would think that Republicans would be unifying together in some of these places, but no, that's not necessarily going on. And then last night, another special election, this one in Florida, where Mar-a-Lago is located at, a district that was a very heavily Trump district, flipping to the Democrats in a special election last night. And there's some numbers going around showing that in some of these red states, some of these special elections that have gone on, they're special elections, so they're out of place, they're out of, they've been low turnout elections. But the Democrats are sweeping some of these special elections in red states. And is that something to worry about when we're looking forward to November? So we've got all of that to get to. We also have the latest on a lawsuit involving social media. We can talk about that today on the program. And, of course, we've got another tweet last night that went out about dress codes. The last couple of days, we've talked about dress codes in the U.S. And one restaurant chain saying, yes, we're instituting a dress code. We're bringing back maybe not class, but at least pants into the restaurant. So there's that that's going on. So we've got all of that to get into. Also today, opening day in baseball, at least opening night in baseball. Tomorrow, that's when it's just a full day of baseball. But tonight, opening night, and yes, we do have a list of new ballpark food. We celebrate not only the game, but we celebrate the food as well. We'll be doing that a little bit later on this evening. Of course, we want to hear from you as the show progresses. We want to hear from you on all the topics of the day, anything that you want to get into, anything making news in your world. We want to hear from you. You've heard from everybody else all day long. Now it's your chance, your opportunity to sound off on what matters to you. How do you do that? Well, you can text in at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can also tap that app and send us a message on your station's app. That's right. Tap that app and send us a message. You can even send us like a little voice memo. You can do video, whatever it is. You can send that to us. Just address it. Make sure that you address it to the Chad Hasty Show. And, of course, we're on social media at Chad Hasty Radio on X, Instagram, Facebook, and more. And, of course, the old-fashioned way. It's what the kids used to call a phone, where you can call in and talk to someone almost instantly at 1-800-687-0790. That's 1-800-687-0790. The first voice you hear from when you dial in today, I haven't seen him at all today, so I don't know how he's doing, but he's got his cardigan on. He's ready for cold weather. It's 98 degrees outside. Nick, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. You know, again, it's cardigan season.
Yes.
As I will say, every season of the year.
Absolutely.
It's never a bad time.
It's now, a nice summer cardigan that you have on there. Yes.
A thick one.
Yes.
A thick woolly cardigan.
Yes, absolutely.
For those warm months.
Yeah. When you're when you think it's cold outside, but it's not.
No.
That's the one you wear.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of fitting for the season, you know what a very fabulous, delicious day it is today?
No, I do not.
International Waffles or Waffle, either plural or single.
It's, I would say Waffles.
It's Waffles Day.
Yeah.
It's International Waffles. It's a globally recognized event, big day.
Yeah.
But you know what? Hot take. Probably one of the worst breakfast choices.
Whoa!
If I'm going to be frank, with anyone,
is so bad about the waffle?
It's a bite of bread and batter, and it's just you put sugar on it.
Yeah,
it makes you wiry.
It makes you what?
Wiry. Very energetic.
Okay.
Not something I'm looking for. I have coffee for that.
You see, you're still the age where waffles make you energetic. I'm at the
age. Like a 4-year-old?
Where you take the waffle and you go, this is great. And then afterwards you're like.
The lethargic stage. Yeah.
That's me. That's the stage I'm at after waffles.
Okay, well, either way, I don't want them.
So you say it's one of the worst?
It's probably one of the worst.
Worse than biscuits, and you hate biscuits.
It's on the same level.
Uh-huh, okay.
I classify the two. Now, pancakes, pretty much the same. Maybe a little better.
Wow.
Maybe a little better than waffles. Because with waffles, you got the divots. You're putting butter on a waffle, and you got half the
Yeah, that is
slab.
A little bit annoying. That is annoying. I give you that.
Dig into the little squares.
See, this tells me you have not been to a fine hotel in the state of Texas where
my own waffle.
They have the Texas-shaped waffle, which is fun for everybody. That, if you get a Texas-shaped waffle, that instantly skyrockets from your worst breakfast experience to the best breakfast experience, because it's in the shape of Texas.
Yeah. You know, it's a little whimsical. I'll give it that. But you know what? At the end of the day, at the beginning of the day, you're eating a waffle. So, you know what? It may look kind of cool. Same level of disappointment.
This is a hill you're ready to die
on.
You're dying on anti-waffle hill.
And on such a blasphemous day, too.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to say I hate waffles on International Waffle Day. But, hey, you know what? Truth hurts sometimes.
Okay. So, Nick says maybe one of the worst breakfast items is the waffle.
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw this out there for everybody. Worst breakfast.
Oh, okay. Good.
We've done best breakfast item before. And, boy, That's a fun topic, and it makes everybody hungry. And we may do that next time. But today we're going to go worst breakfast food, worst breakfast item that you can think of. What is it? Nick is right there with the waffle and pancake.
All the way.
But the waffle probably outdoes the pancake.
Correct. If you're going to offer both, I'll probably say no to both. No. But definitely, I will be insulted if you ask, can I make you a waffle?
Wow, insulted.
Yep.
Okay.
Personally.
I was going to bring you a Texas-shaped waffle tomorrow, but now it's not going to happen at all. Sorry about that. Let's do this. Let's take the break. When we come back, we've got news of the day to get into, including Meta and YouTube. Oh, they got hit today. We'll talk about it when we come back.
The Chad Hasty Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune into News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hasty Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The easiest way to get your news is through News Talk KFYO. AM and FM presets in your car or truck, a bookmark on your office computer, and on your phone with the KFYO app. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Back on the Chad Hasty Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. A pretty interesting court case out of California. Meta, YouTube, found liable for social media addiction in a landmark trial. A California jury in a landmark verdict with massive implications for the tech industry on Wednesday found Meta and YouTube negligent for designing addictive social media platforms that harmed a child. After more than a week of deliberation, jurors decided in favor of the plaintiff, a now 20-year-old California woman who identifies as KGM in Los Angeles Superior Court documents, concluding the potent design features of YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook fueled her nonstop use as a teenager and caused a depression and suicidal thoughts. The jury ordered Meta and YouTube to pay KGM $3 million in compensatory damages, with Meta assigned a 70% responsibility and YouTube the rest. Just 10 jurors voted in favor of the plaintiffs, while two voted in favor of the defense. By the way, the attorney for the plaintiff, Mark Lanier, who is I believe graduated from Texas Tech Law and is a Lubbock native, and so kind of an interesting connection there. It's the first time social media companies have been found liable by a U.S. jury for creative addictive products. The verdict came after a weeks-long trial that featured blockbuster testimony from top corporate executives, including Mark Zuckerberg. The verdict comes on the heels of another ruling Tuesday in New Mexico, where a jury found that Meta was liable for endangering children and misleading the public about the safety of its platform. In that case, Meta has to pay $375 million in civil penalties. So, this is going to be something to watch for as more and more parents are coming out very unhappy about how addictive some of these platforms have been. And we know they're addictive. We know that they are, you know, the algorithm is designed to be addictive for young people. And not just young people, by the way, for everybody. They are designed to make you keep going back. They're designed to make you, you've got all these studies out showing that Americans are getting worse sleep than ever, that they're not sleeping as well, and they attribute a lot of that to people getting on their phones in the middle of the night. Well, what are they doing in the middle of the night? They're not just logging on to see if they got an email from corporate. They're logging on to see what's happening on Facebook or on Twitter or Instagram or anything else. And once they get on, they scroll for a while. I think it's called doom scrolling now, where they just scroll and scroll and scroll, and they never hit the end. You never hit the end on social media. You never hit something where it goes, that's all for now, thanks. Please put your phone away, and in 3 hours, we'll have updates for you. No, it just keeps going. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Let's see. He wears a cardigan when it's 99. He doesn't like waffles, pancakes, or biscuits. Chad, I think Nick's got to go. That from Kendra. And I'm harsh. Very harsh. Let's see. Texas says the worst breakfast, Captain Crunch with Captain Crunch and chocolate milk is the worst breakfast item. Let's see. Ruckus. Nick is, I'm just going to say, a million percent wrong about the waffles. Now I'm questioning my feelings for him. That from Ruckus. So as of right now, not a lot of, oh, here you go. Gwen in Lubbock says, I'm with Nick. Waffles and pancakes are too high in simple carbs. Very, very little protein. How about as a filling as swallowing air? Throw a little chicken on there. You know, you get some chicken and waffles. There you go. There's you some protein. What do you think, Nick? Chicken and waffles? Is that okay? No, Nick is still anti-waffle. No, he doesn't want that at all. Nick doesn't even care about the protein. He's just anti-waffle. It's just too much for him, and he gets wiry, he says, whatever that means. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. In a statement following the verdict in California, the Meta spokesperson said they respectfully disagree with the verdict and reevaluating their legal options. For decades, platforms have been shielded by federal liability protections enacted during the Internet's early days, but after Wednesday's verdict, tech giants suddenly appear vulnerable in hundreds of similar lawsuits that could incur further damages and force product redesigns. Again, there's a reason why you have a lot of these states that are getting rid of social media for teenagers. They're trying to curb what teenagers see on social media. Teenagers have become addicted to getting the likes. And it's really bad for young women who are chasing how many likes. And there's been a ton of documentaries out there showing that, you know, these high school girls, that's, boy, their entire lives can revolve around how many likes they're getting on social media. What does it mean when they don't get as many likes as one of their friends? And I mean, it's just, it's kind of crazy. But this is, and then you have this other, you know, other side where you have a lot of folks who just want to be influencers. They grow up, they see the influencers on social media, and they go, I can do that. I can do something like that. And so I think you're going to probably see a lot of these lawsuits that go out towards these social media companies. Not saying they're always going to be in the right or always in the wrong, but I think you're going to see a lot of it moving forward. 806-680-2790. Let's see. Just picked up some barbecue at United. Okay, very good. All right. Thank you, Steve. We're just talking about protein. There you go. most hated breakfast item in honor of Nick. It is absolute hatred of waffles and pancakes, but really the waffle is what Nick absolutely hates. You can text in at 806-680-2790. So earlier this week, the Lubbock County Commissioners, they got together, and they're taking a look at the Lubbock County Expo Center. Where we're going with the Lubbock County Expo Center, it has been years since the folks in Lubbock County went and voted on the pretty picture of an expo center that could be, maybe, one day realized. And it has taken years and years and years. And the question now is, are we finally maybe getting towards a point where we're going to see something built? And County Commissioners met about this on Monday. When we come back here in just a little bit, we'll have Lubbock County Commissioner Mike Dalby in the studio. He's ready to answer some questions about what went down on Monday, what the future of the Lubbock County Expo Center will look like, and, of course, everything else going on with the Lubbock County Commissioner's Court as well. That's all coming up right here on the Chad HD Show.
Chad Hasty Show, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. Sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790.
Heads up, Texas.
So you don't hit my car when I'm sitting at a stoplight.
Heads up, Texas.
So I can ride my bike safely.
Heads up, Texas.
So I can make it across the street without getting run over.
Heads up, Texas.
So I don't have to write you a ticket.
Heads up, Texas, because driving and using your phone is a bad combination. Talk, text, crash. Brought to you by TxDOT.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton calls Acting Comptroller Kelly Hancock an incompetent loser and asks Governor Abbott to replace him. This GOP infighting has a history. In 2023, then-State Senator Kelly Hancock was one of two Republicans who voted for Paxton's impeachment. Paxton wants Hancock replaced by Dallas businessman Don Huffines, who beat Hancock in the Republican primary. Hundreds of people tell state officials they do not like a new rule for people to get professional licenses in Texas. The Department of Licensing and Regulation covers jobs ranging from electricians to trainers to hairstylists, and adopted a new policy requiring people who get the licenses prove they're in the country legally. Partial government shutdown is now in day 43. Security lines at DFW Airport have been moving more quickly than other airports, but workers are feeling the strain at Love Field Airport in Dallas. Donations of food staples and gift cards are being collected for TSA officers. With your Texas news headlines, I'm Barbara Schwartz.
Looking for the right machine to get the job done? ASCO and Case Construction is backed by decades of experience and a full lineup of equipment from light to heavy. Right now, our compact track loaders and excavators are moving fast. And with ASCO, you get the support and expertise to keep your operation running. Don't settle for less. Get the machines that get the work done. Visit your local ASCO dealership today or visit ASCOEQ.com and see the full equipment lineup for yourself. ASCO and Case Construction, built to work, built to last.
Digging without contacting Texas 811 first could cost more than you think. Texas 811 is a free service that helps you avoid damaging underground utilities like electric or gas lines. Every year, accidents happen because someone didn't take a moment to contact 811. Whether installing a fence or working on a construction site, contacting Texas 811 is the law. It's quick, free, and keeps you safe. Visit Texas811.org today for more information. Safe digging starts with one simple step. Make it today.
Top Plains weather forecast. Temperatures indeed did make the mid-90s, about 96 degrees today. 60 degrees for a morning low, and then temperatures really quickly moved to 100 degrees by Thursday afternoon. A cold front on the way Friday with high temperatures to the mid-60s with the wind. Weather is brought to you by Sonic and the All-American Smashers. I'm meteorologist Ron Ebert to the Lubbock's official weather station. News on KFYO.
Financial news on KFYO.
With your money now. A good day for Wall Street today. The Dow Industrial Average up 305 points, ending the session at 46,429. NASDAQ added 168 points. The S&P 500 picked up 35. Crude oil prices came down a bit today, off by about 2.5%, finishing the session at $90.08 a barrel. NBA owners approved a plan today to explore adding two more franchises to the league in Las Vegas and Seattle. The Board of Governors said the league has hired investment bank PJT Partners to evaluate the options. The two franchises could net league owners $20 billion in new franchise fees. The NCAA tournament delivered a ratings win during the first two rounds. The Nielsen Big Data numbers say an average of 10.1 million viewers watched the first two rounds across CBS, TNT, TBS, and True TV. It's the most watched first two rounds in tournament history. That's your money now.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SOUND to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SOUND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SOUND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Tune in to Shooter on the Law with Lubbock lawyer Cole Shooter every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on KFYO. Have questions about future estate planning that benefits the entire family? How about the ongoing struggle with scammers dealing with cryptocurrency? Find the answers to all your legal questions from a licensed attorney in the state of Texas with Cole Shooter and Shooter on the Law, Saturday mornings at 10 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
The news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Don't forget about Chad. Find Chad on social media at Chad Hasty Radio on X and Instagram. It's the Chad Hasty Show.
All right, welcome back to the Chad HD Show. Scott Braddock will join us at 6:05. Talk about Texas politics throughout the state. Joining us here on the program right now with the Lubbock County Commissioner Court, Lubbock County Commissioner Mike Dalby in the studio.
Good afternoon.
Good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you.
How are you doing?
If I was any better, I'd be you.
Yeah, well, it's... y'all had a pretty interesting meeting.
We did.
This week.
Every meeting is interesting.
That is true. It's all, if you've never watched the live feed or gone to a live commissioner's court, you should do it. Just everyone should do it at least once.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And just see, what goes on at the county commissioner's court. This time y'all got into the issue of the Lubbock County Expo Center, something that, Boy, that's been in the news for years and years and years, yep, and years now.
Almost a decade.
Yeah. And I guess we'll start here. What exactly did y'all decide this week?
So we updated the developer agreement. We are not using MWM as the architectural firm.
Right.
We are using Park Hill. Okay. And we also confirmed Lee Lewis as the contractor to build. So those were the main items that we discussed.
So does that mean the project is, for right now, as far as we know, everything's moving forward?
Yes. As of right now, everything is moving forward. As the months go by, we get in a little bit better position. And I want to say this before we go much further. The thing I believe that gets lost in translation here is the voters 7-8 years ago, okay, voted for this. And I believe, this is my own personal opinion, do not reflect the views of Lubbock County and its employees. This is my own personal opinion. I feel that over the years, that the citizens of Lubbock County have really lost faith, or the citizens that live here have lost faith in Lubbock County to deliver on promises.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that I campaigned on, is we're going to move forward. It may not be pretty. We're going to move forward. We're going to find a way. We need to be focused on how this thing can succeed, because we put it out to the voters and they said, oh, this is an option. Great. I like this idea. I vote yes to it.
Yeah.
And there were pretty overwhelming numbers.
It was,
you know,
overwhelming.
I think
it was at least 60, yeah.
62-63%. So when we go back, you know, it's our duty to, we have been charged with pushing this forward and making the best decisions that we can, and that's what we're doing. And I will also say, I've talked to numerous commissioners over the state of Texas that have these multi-purpose arenas in their counties.
Yeah.
And the one question that I asked every one of them was, you know, what was the road like getting there? Okay. And they you could hear them almost sit back in their chair and kind of chuckle, and they say, well, it's pretty bumpy.
Yeah.
You know, there's some good votes, there's some bad votes, there's some votes that make you feel awkward, there's some, you know, and you have to focus on making the best decisions you can with the best information that you have at the time. And that's what we're doing.
There were, kind of take us through some of the thinking, you know, as far as you're concerned, and you know, maybe what was said during the commissioner's court, because I know the judge had a couple of amendments that he had put forward.
Yep.
Those were knocked down. Nobody seconded any of his amendments. One of them had to deal with, I believe, kind of a timetable where they would, the LCEC, I believe, would have 3 months to come forward with the money and show they're ready to go.
Yep.
Otherwise, the agreement is null and void. Didn't seem like anyone. What was that about?
Okay, here's my thinking on that. Okay, and I understand what I'm about to say. Okay, is this project has been hanging out there since 2018? I get it. We've gone all this way. Okay, why are we going to put a stop date on this when we've come all this way?
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna dangle this carrot, and then we're gonna move the carrot out just a little further.
Yeah,
I know that they have had multiple opportunities, and I even spoke to the judge afterwards. He said, "I'm just curious why you didn't second my amendment." And I said, "Well, I have inherited this scenario, and I owe it to the LCEC to give them time on my watch."
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if they fail to do so, I will come on the Chad Hasty show and I will eat crow to your entire studio audience. I will do that. I feel like putting a hard stop date on them is really just not on the cards, because let's say that they don't get the money by
it was 3 months. I mean, it wasn't like it was a
June 22nd, 2026.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've collected all this hot tax. We've got 20-some-odd million dollars in the hot. 23, don't quote me, I believe 23 million in the hot tax. So what do we do with it now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We're going to be in decades of litigation and explaining to these hotels and these rental car companies who have been charging this hot tax.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you're going to get one of those postcards in the mail. If you have traveled or visited Lubbock, Texas between this date and this date, call this 1-800 number. You're going to be part of this class action lawsuit.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that the personalities, the agendas, the timelines, the frustrations that have come with this project, everybody is so tired and so angry, and I get it. But now is the time. Now we have an opportunity to bring down the temperature, to evaluate where we've been, where we're at, and where we're going, and make a positive step forward. And that I'm telling you, that's our goal, and that's something that I ran on, and I am doing my dead level best to help this project move forward.
Has the LCEC, in any of their recent presentations to you guys, have they said when they think they can start actually, you know, construction, when they think they'll have the money ready to go?
Well, so I'm going to back up on you a little bit. So let's say that they secure their funding. Okay. Yeah. Let's say that's done. So Park Hill comes in. Now Park Hill is at the table, okay? They have taken Taylor County's project, okay, that exists down there right now.
Mm-hmm.
And versus starting from scratch, they're going to take this project and they're going to make it unique to Lubbock. I have heard, now if anybody from Park Hill is listening, this is not in stone numbers, but I have heard that they could be complete with that by the winter. So it could be feasible. We could break ground early next year,
maybe
late this year. Again, this is just rough numbers. This is my own personal opinion.
How many seats are we looking at, Nina?
I have not seen the final number of Park Hill's rendering and their how they're going to tweak the project. I can't give you an answer to that.
Because, at first, it's kind of gone. It's like a roller coaster.
You mentioned roller coaster. So, you know, we started out at $52 to $53 million.
Yeah.
MWM came on. Now we go to a $120 million project. COVID happens. We're at a $90 million project, and then now we're at roughly a $65 to $67 million project. So yes, roller coaster is accurate.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, and one thing that I thought I had heard. This was at least a 5,500 seat arena, maybe up to 6,000 seats.
Yeah, that's accurate. I can't give you a specific.
They won't know until. Number. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. That would be unfair for me to give you.
A so about 5,500 to 6,000 seat arena. Is that in your opinion? And you know, again, let's not look at the money side of it just yet. But in your opinion, of just an arena that is needed, is that big enough for Lubbock County?
I feel that it is. Of course, I'm not a rodeo expert. I'm not a concert expert. But a facility this size and what it brings in, I feel that and everybody at the table feels that's the direction. And I'm also going to go back to a previous conversation, talking to the other commissioners, you know, talking about the bumpy road getting to project completion. Every one of them have told me, we enjoy this facility being here. People come into our city. We have these events. It brings commerce. It boosts the economy. There's people, in the famous words of Ryan Hyatt, they come in, they go to the event, they stay in the hotels, and then they go home, and then they come back. And so that's good for our economy in Lubbock. Yeah. And how can I not support that?
Yeah. One more thing on this. The judge had, I think, another one of the amendments was the reserves of going from $5 million to $10 million. Because there originally was a $10 million reserve that they were going to do. Now they've dropped it to $5
million. So I guess I told this to the judge. I said this to the judge the other day. I guess I have missed every conversation about $10 million.
Yeah.
I have not seen $10 million. I have always seen five. Everybody at the table, the auditor, the assistant DA that is working hand in hand with LCEC in the county is comfortable with $5 million. LCEC is comfortable with $5 million. LGC is comfortable with $5 million. The commissioners are comfortable with $5 million. And remember, the LGC is the one, you know, they voted on this resolution, okay?
Yeah.
Almost unanimous. I believe there was one no vote. They voted yes to bring this to us, and they said, yes,
yeah,
we like this resolution. We recommend that the commissioner's court vote on this,
yeah,
and vote yes. And
that's
so
how that's, it got to you on the first place.
That's correct. That's correct. Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and take the break. When we come back, more on the Lubbock County Commissioner's Court and the Expo Center and more when we come back.
Well, it started out.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hasty Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hasty Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with the Chad Hasty Show podcast. The Chad Hasty Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hasty Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious. 1 in 10 kids vape serious. Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know, as a consumer, you carry the success or the failure of businesses in the palm of your hand. Now, their success depends on your decision to spend money with them or with their competitor. Well, my friends at Pure Talk, they would like to say thank you from the bottom of their hearts for choosing Pure Talk for your wireless needs like I do. And because of you, they had a record-breaking year. And because of your generosity through their Roundup for Charity program, they have now been able to donate over $500,000 to America's Warrior Partnership that stands on the front lines in helping to prevent veteran suicide. And your patronage has allowed Pure Talk to donate 1,000 hand-sewn Made in America flags for your fellow veterans. And when you choose Pure Talk as your wireless provider, you choose to support American jobs. And with the money that the big wireless guys throw around on advertising, you are inundated with offers everywhere you look. So for everyone in the Pure Talk family, thank you for your trust. And God bless America.
A texter just texted him. I hope he likes Crow. That's Commissioner Mike Dalby in the city. Look, I think that even among people who are sick and tired of, you know, the Expo Center thing,
yep,
which I think most commissioners are sick and tired of the Expo Center deal. Everyone wants to get something done,
yep,
and built. It's just, it's taken so long.
I know.
And there's,
I
been
know,
so many promises.
I know.
And so many, I mean, I'm looking at an article right here, and I just Googled Lubbock County Expo Center, and it's, you know, from 2019.
Yeah.
We hope to break ground in 2021. And so it goes back to when you were running,
yeah,
and you brought it up earlier, which is there's this deep distrust of Lubbock County, even though I'd say this isn't y'all's fault. This is, you know, this goes back to the LCEC. And the fact that they've taken so long to get something done. Y'all haven't been punting the Expo Center this many years. Y'all haven't been doing it.
Yeah, no, that's fair. You know, but previous courts, this scenario was created by previous courts.
Yeah.
And I knew what I was getting into when I decided to run for this seat.
Yeah.
I accepted it, and I sat on your show and many other shows, and I said, we're going to find a way forward. And it's not going, some of the decisions made are not going to be pretty.
Yeah.
And it's just, this has become, it's become tired. It's become frustrating. There are, you know, and then you have agendas, you have personality conflicts, you have all of these things, and it's a great sociology experiment, you know, and it's, but at the end of the day, dadgummit, you know, we voted in 2018.
Yeah.
And we still have nothing to show for it, and it's our job. We are tasked with finding a pathway forward.
We had a text earlier, somebody asking, and this is, it's still, as far as everyone knows, that the plan is the North Lubbock location, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, North University.
Okay. And,
you know, the discussion was had, well, downtown or North University, that is a blank canvas. That is a blank canvas. And look, I'm all 100% in for downtown redevelopment. You go, Bricktown is a perfect example of downtown redevelopment. But you have an 80 acre blank canvas on North University just outside the Loop. It has access to the North Loop, North University. You can go wherever you want. It's going to bring, and I still believe that it's going to bring commerce. It's going to bring development to a part of the city of Lubbock and Lubbock County that hasn't had it in a long time.
Yeah.
And we can argue with about that till we're blue in the face, and we're not going to know until we actually get it done. But that's where I stand.
Yeah. So the fact that the group who has been reporting to you guys that voted to move this to you guys,
the LGC,
LGC, the fact that they voted to bring it forward. Does that give you any? Does that give you, more positive thoughts about where we're at right now?
It does, because you have a room full of folks that have been working on this project, and you look at the room and you may agree or disagree with some of them, and you know how they vote on things or whatever, but they sent us this recommendation, and that's why they were created. Was to make recommendations to the commissioner's court, and now the buck stops at the commissioner's court. I understand that. And
yeah.
It's a recommendation only. We don't have to take the recommendation. We can go against the recommendation. I sit on the MPO. We do it all the time. So, yeah.
Good to see you.
It's always great to see you.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yes,
we'll be right back.
The Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.
From the greatest conspiracies to unexplained mysteries, it's all on Coast to Coast AM, heard every day at midnight on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO. KFYO and K236 CP Lubbock. And on the KFYO app.
It's 6 o'clock in Texas.
Achieving our objectives. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says President Trump's assessment of 4 to 6 weeks for the military action in Iran is on schedule. And she says talks between the U.S. and Iranian officials are ongoing.
As President Trump announced on Monday, the United States has been engaged over the last 3 days in productive conversations, which led the president to temporarily instruct the Department of War to postpone planned strikes against Iranian power plants and energy infrastructure only.
About 1,000 troops from the 82nd Airborne Division will be sent to the region, in addition to the Marines and sailors already on the way. Leavitt says the president likes to keep his options open. This is the latest Fox News poll. Finds most respondents don't support the military action in Iran.
58% of all respondents in this poll say they oppose the military action in Iran, while 42% support it. Outside of the two major parties, 71% of independents are against the conflict, while Republicans who identify as non-MAGA are backing the military action, but only narrowly, 52 to 48%. Even though a majority are in opposition, most who responded, 58%, rate how the military has performed from good to excellent.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. The U.S. Southern Command says it conducted a strike on a suspected drug boat in the Caribbean, killing four people. Meta and YouTube reacting after they were found liable in the case of a California woman who claimed she became addicted to their platforms when she was 10 years old.
Meta responding, quote, "We respectfully disagree with the verdicts and will appeal. Teen mental health is profoundly complex and cannot be linked to a single app," with a Google spokesperson saying, "We disagree with the verdicts and plan to appeal."
Fox's Kelly Saberi in Los Angeles. America is listening to Fox News.
Local events, newsmakers, and information. It's Sunrise LBK on KFYO.
Coming up on Sunrise LBK on Thursday morning.
Hey, bright and early, Michelle McCord, the superintendent of Friendship ISD, will be in the studio to take your calls.
Test drive of the week, Jerry Reynolds, the car pro, going to be here at 7:35. In addition, we will have more fun, more laughs, and more prizes. Yep, prize bomb in the morning, Sunrise LBK. Tom Collins and Matt Crowe on KFYO.
It's the Fox News Rundown, every Saturday morning from 5 to 6 on News Talk KFYO.
Here will be Top Plains weather forecast. Temperatures indeed did make the mid-90s, about 96 degrees today. 60 degrees for a morning low, and then temperatures really quickly move to 100 degrees by Thursday afternoon. A cold front on the way Friday with high temperatures in the mid-60s with the wind. Weather is brought to you by Sonic and the All-American Smashers. I'm meteorologist Ron Roberts on Lubbock's official weather station. Here's our camp for you.
Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
Welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show. Appreciate you tuning in on this Wednesday, final hour of the program. A lot to get into in this final hour, including it's opening day, opening night, Major League Baseball, and we've got some of the different ballpark foods that are being introduced around, and so we'll get to some of those as the show progresses this evening. Nick, I think you're going to have to bring him up over there because I'm having some technical issues over here with the phone system. So we'll bring our good friend Scott Braddock, editor of QuorumReport.com, on to the show. Scott, good evening. How are you today?
Doing well. Spring break is over for me. Back to work.
Hey, there you go. It never ends. The wide world of politics, it just keeps going and going and going and going. And there now seems to be a fight between Ken Paxton, who's running for U.S. Senate, and Kelly Hancock, who is not running for anything now, that he lost. So, what's going on here? Why are these two in a fight?
Well, it seems like, and there was some accusation that Hancock is trying to bolster the chances of Senator Cornyn in that U.S. Senate race by criticizing Paxton, basically for not doing a good enough job of cracking down on the Islamification of Texas. There's a Muslim school in Houston that's the subject of a case there, without getting into all the details. Basically, two Republicans arguing about, you know, who's doing a better job. of being the bulwark against Muslims in Texas, which, as you know, has become a central argument in a lot of these Republican campaigns. Well, Paxton last night on social media said that, no, it's Hancock, the one, he's the one who's not doing his job, and that Hancock, as the comptroller or acting comptroller at the moment, should be fired by the governor. My understanding that the governor can't fire anybody at the comptroller's office, all the way down to the janitor over there. It's a completely separate office. He can appoint, but we've got a rundown in Quorum Report right now about all the details and getting into the weeds of this. But on its face, it's just a really ugly argument between Paxton and Hancock. Basically comes down to this. You remember Hancock was one of the senators who voted to remove Paxton from the AG's office during the impeachment trial. And so, of course, Paxton's still pissed at him about that. And, of course, Hancock still thinks that Paxton is a crook. I was asking the question today, what else is new? Well, festering under the surface is this. You have a lot of Republicans now in Austin, including some folks who work for the governor, some staffers for top GOP legislators, who are worried that the nominee for comptroller now, as you said, there's no runoff, Hancock not running anymore. The nominee now, of course, is Don Huffines, the former senator, who has some interesting ideas, right, for what the comptroller's office ought to do, you know, rooting out DEI and doing some of the things that, that haven't been done by the comptroller in the past. And my theory was this. Look, you have Hancock, who has, on behalf of Governor Abbott, made some sweeping changes to certain programs, including the school voucher program. You know that it was Hancock who announced that, you know, certain Muslim and Chinese-linked schools would not be allowed to participate in the voucher program, and Hancock made his argument for that. You might remember this, Shed. When previous comptrollers would be asked about policy questions like that, the last comptroller, Glenn Hager, you remember what he would say? If he was asked a policy question, he would say something like this. Well, that's not my job. That's the legislature's job to come up with that.
Yeah.
I'm just the guy who's kind of the accountant for the state. And in some of us, we'd get kind of frustrated with Hager because we wanted an answer to the question. Like, what did he think about whatever it was? But with Hancock, he's come in and made some key changes that, as far as I can tell, are not allowed under statute. And so while you have all these people, you know, worried that Huffines is going to come in and be some kind of rogue comptroller, I'm thinking the precedent has already been set by Hancock with the support of Abbott, that the comptroller's office can kind of do whatever they want now as long as nobody challenges it. So if they end up being surprised by things that Huffines does next year, they can thank the governor and former Senator Hancock for setting the precedent for that.
Let me ask you this, and this kind of just popped up in my head listening to you get into it. We have seen where the House in particular, and I guess the Senate as well, they've had to agree on this. If there was, you know, someone that they did not like or an agency that they were a little bit weary of, let's say the Agriculture Commissioner's office, they kind of reined in the Ag Commissioner. Could they do the same, in theory, to the Comptroller's office?
Yes, and that's a fight that might play out. You know, the way that previous comptrollers have dealt with the legislature and trying to squeeze them on policy questions, you go all the way back to Bob Bullock or John Sharp back in the day, two very skilled comptrollers, both Democrats, by the way, who dealt with an emerging Republican majority, and they still wanted, you know, to be able to have a say in policy. What they would do is, you know, the main thing that comptrollers have the authority over is the revenue estimate for the state. Because they're the ones who are the accountant for the state, they get to put the official stamp on the number that legislators have to spend. Well, you can imagine that carries a ton of weight in a legislative session. And what would happen is, if the comptroller didn't think they were kind of doing the right thing, it would be one of those things that's kind of done under the radar where they would revise the revenue estimate upward or downward based on, you know, what they wanted the legislature to do. And there would be a tug of war back and forth, between them. And so with Miller as the agriculture commissioner, to your point, what would happen with his office is he doesn't have that authority. And so he didn't have that kind of leverage. So when he was, displeasing the legislature, what did they do? Just what you said. They started to take away some of his authority. It might be a little bit more, it might be trickier with the comptroller's office because one of the things that legislators of certain Republicans are really concerned Huffines might do is he might mess with that revenue estimate, which is absolutely within his power constitutionally, and they'd have to have a constitutional amendment to change that. And I was talking to one of the folks who is very familiar with all of this, worked for several comptrollers going years back, decades back, and described it this way. He said, look, the power of the comptroller, it kind of sounds boring, you know, an accountant, that sounds boring, right? But the power of the comptroller over the Texas budget is immense. It is awesome, as this person put it. And so having somebody in there that you're worried about, and look, remember, Governor Abbott was making this case during the primary that he, you know, he wanted Hancock there because he wanted that to be the person, his key ally, to wield that power. Now it's going to be somebody else, and somebody who, the, as you know, somebody who has clashed with the governor many times before. So there will be certainly some diplomacy that has to be done there. And they can't just take the powers away, although I do imagine there'll be some discussions about that if they feel like he's off the reservation.
Yeah. And again, it's, you know, one of those where it's not just the legislature. I mean, there's no love loss between Abbott and Huffines. even Abbott's people, they're not big Huffines fans. And so you could, I would think, you know, maybe they'll try to patch things up, maybe. But if not, you could possibly see some strain going into the next session between those two and even maybe some in the state house.
One thing that was pointed out to me today, and you're absolutely right about that tension. One thing that was pointed out is that if nothing happens before the legislative session starts in January, when Huffines and, of course, legislators will be sworn into their offices coming up next year, that Hancock would still get, if he's still the acting comptroller, that he would still get the first chance at making that revenue estimate, because, as you know, it happens the day before the legislative session.
Right.
A key question is where they find out how much money the comptroller estimates that they will have coming in over the next 24 months to spend in their budget. And it may be that Hancock still gets to do that in the lead up to the legislative session. And then after that, you know, hands the reins over to Huffines, and we'll see what happens after that.
That'll be something to watch for.
Could be high drama in Austin.
Oh, yes, as always. Speaking of drama, when it comes to the Tallarico campaign, he's been taking a lot of fire from Republican activists, particularly on social media. I would say even the RNC getting involved at times, talking about the whole vegan thing and everything else.
Yeah.
From what you're hearing, are Democrats, do they think he's handling this well? Is he not handling it well? What are you hearing?
There's a debate within the Democratic Party about this, the main thing that they may be concerned about, and my publisher, Mr. Kronberg, wrote about this at quorumreport.com earlier this week, the main issue that has tripped up Democrats in statewide campaigns recently has been support for the transgender community, right? Very controversial, and you have Tallarico, who, and I've said this on the Quorum Report radio podcast and probably here on this show as well, all of this, I think, is fair game. It's not like they're even digging up things about Tallarico's personal life or anything, at least not yet. We'll see what happens in the campaign. But these are all public statements that were made by Tallarico, very supportive of transgender Texans, transgender children in particular. And it's one of those things that's just outside the mainstream of thought of voters in Texas. You mentioned the attack recently about his previously vegan campaign. Yeah. When he was running for a state representative. And I had a Democrat say to me that they thought, oh, this is, the Republicans are being lame with this. Nobody really cares if the guy eats meat or not. And my thought was, look, when I was a baby analyst, I might have looked at it this way and said, oh, you know, here is the reason that Tallarico ought to take it seriously when they're talking about this attack about meat. That's stupid. That's really superficial. What you got to do is pull back and think about all of these attacks in their totality, these far left statements that this person has made over, you know, the entire time he's been in office. It makes him, and I'm talking to veterans of campaigns and Texas government, and a lot of them agreed that we have not had this liberal a statewide candidate in Texas in decades, maybe going back to Jim Hightower, who was the agriculture commissioner years ago, who did win a statewide race in Texas. He was the ag commissioner as a Democrat, eventually lost the office, and that was Hightower versus Rick Perry when Rick Perry had switched over to be a Republican from a Democrat years ago. But we haven't had anybody who was, quote-unquote, this left-wing. And when it comes to the transgender children, think about what Gavin Newsom came out and did in California. Remember, he was on a podcast with Charlie Kirk, of all people, when Newsom came out and said, look, when you're talking about boys in girls' sports, that there's a fairness question there, that it's not fair to the girl athletes, that you would have boys playing on the sports teams, and he could agree with that. But at the same time, Governor Newsom said that he didn't agree with people who talk down to and demean people who identify as transgender. So he's trying to find a way to thread the needle on all that. And I can tell you that I was at Governor Newsom's event in Houston last year when he was surrounded by Texas Democrats who did what? They gave him a standing ovation. They loved the guy. He was talking about other things, obviously, but the point is this. Him saying that did not end his career in the Democratic Party. I think there are a lot of liberals in the Democratic Party who think that you can't be nuanced about this. He did, and he's still somebody who's in contention to be one of the potential presidential candidates next time around. So Democrats are certainly trying to figure out how to talk about this. For now, Tallarico is sort of shrugging it off and just saying, oh, they're trying to change the subject and talk about these culture war issues because Republicans don't want to talk about the war in Iran, the economy, the price of gas, et cetera. But Mr. Kronberg was making the case that he can't just dismiss this out of hand as distractions because that's going to come back to bite him later. We saw that with Congressman Allred. You remember that ad in his campaign against Senator Cruz that they ran where they had an Allred impersonator wearing a football jersey and running over and tackling a little girl on a football field?
Yep.
It turned into a very, I mean, people might think it, roll their eyes and think that it's ridiculous, but that was a very effective ad. And I think, and if you think about what was going on with Allred, that was about a vote on a larger piece of legislation. They didn't have this long, record of statements from Allred being so supportive of transgender people, not the way that they do with Tallarico.
Yeah. And I think more is just, like you said, Tallarico, I can't remember how old he is off the top of my head.
He's 36.
Okay, so he's part of that. He's part of that generation. Look at me, old guy here. He's young. But
we're old now, Chad.
But it's where we. I mean, people our age and younger posted everything online, and it's one of those deals where you're going to start seeing this with younger candidates who are out there who went, you know what? I've got an opinion. Let me post it on social media. This stuff collectively, and I think you put it the right way of collectively, this is what defines you when you put out so much information and so many statements. It's like Republicans don't have to define you. You're doing it yourself.
Right. And again, I know I've said this on your show. He's a state representative from Austin, Texas. Of course he's liberal. I don't know why anybody is surprised by that, but there is the video evidence. That's right.
Yeah. And I just wonder if Jasmine Crockett had the information about the barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
if she would have broken that out on him.
Yeah, I don't know. She might have won.
I'll tell you something else that's interesting. Around here in Texas, and especially, you know, as somebody covering both of those people and knowing both of them, I think I said it here on your show. I know I said it on our show, Quorum Report Radio. I wrote about it. I had no question in my mind that Tallarico is more liberal than Jasmine Crockett.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I said here that they're, you know, about the same amount of liberal. It would depend which issue you're looking at. But in Washington, I kept hearing from people there in D.C. that they cannot believe some of the stuff that's coming out about Tallarico because the way it was portrayed in national media was she's the liberal, he's the moderate. And now they're finding all this out.
Yeah. Yeah. Surprise, unreal. Surprise. All right. Yeah. What can people find over at quorumreport.com?
It's really worth looking at that report on the comptroller's office and the nuance of all that. We talked about it a little bit here, but we really got into the weeds on that. Plus, you've got everything happening with your state government in real time. Just click on free sign up at quorumreport.com, and we'll keep you in the loop.
All right. Sounds great. Scott, thanks as always. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, sir. Talk soon.
That's Scott Braddock, editor of QuorumReport.com. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and more.
The Chad Hastie Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune in to News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hastie Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
When I'm driving, I look twice for motorcycles.
I look twice because motorcycles are easy to miss.
I look twice just in case a motorcycle's in my blind spot.
I look twice at intersections and before I turn left.
I look twice because I want to know for sure.
I look twice for motorcycles because I don't want to hurt anyone.
Look twice for motorcycles. There's a life riding on it. A message from Texas Department of Transportation.
Back on the Chad Hastie Show. Kind of thank you for tuning in today. Send in your thoughts on the text line, 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can weigh in, sound off on any of the topics, any of the issues that you may want to get into. Let's see. You've got a couple of different stories out there. Americans continuing to sour on Trump's handling of the Iran war, which, again, if you watch any of the news coverage, really, a lot of the news coverage, there's no wonder because the news media keeps reporting this as a war that is lost, which it's not. Americans increasingly critical of the U.S. month-long war in Iran, according to several polls released Wednesday, with prices at the pump remaining high, fears of a wider conflict growing. 61% of respondents in a Pew Research Center poll said they disapprove of the president's handling of the conflict. Separate poll conducted by Quinnipiac showed 42% of registered voters believe the war will make the world less safe. That's insane. That's insane. You've wiped out most, if not all, the nuclear capability of Iran. You've wiped out the senior leadership of Iran. You've wiped out a lot. They're state sponsors of terrorism. You've hurt their system, and you think it's going to make it worse in the world? That's insane. We'll be right back.
The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. Sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790.
Pedal to the metal. Greased lightning. Burn rubber. Make tracks. Full gas. Whatever you call it, it's speeding. And a heavy foot can cost you a heavy fine. Or more. Speeding is a factor in more than 150,000 crashes every year in Texas. Many of them fatal. Slow down. Be safe. Drive smart. And take it easy. A message from the Texas Department of Transportation.
Hi, Angie. This is your phone here in the cup holder. Pick me up.
No, I'm driving.
Oh, look. A text from Mr. Dreamy.
Hush. Driving here.
I'm getting an email. Gwen is giving away free bunnies.
No. You are so pushy.
I know. I need therapy. Let's search it now.
Phone. Quiet.
Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Talk, text, crash. A message from TxDOT.
TSN headlines
Times Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton takes to social media to call on Governor Abbott to replace Acting Comptroller Kelly Hancock with Don Huffines. Huffines won the primary for comptroller. This GOP infighting has a history. In 2023, then-State Senator Kelly Hancock was one of two Republicans who voted for Paxton's impeachment. The bomb squad gives the all-clear after North Park Center in Dallas evacuated for hours due to a threat. People seeking a host of professional licenses in Texas will soon have to prove they are in the country legally. This is after the state's Commission on Licensing and Regulation adopted a new rule that could affect thousands of workers. The partial government shutdown now in day number 43 at Love Field. Donations of food staples and gift cards being collected for TSA officers who aren't being paid. Rent prices falling. New research from apartmentlist.com shows average rents in Texas down close to 3% over the last 5 years. With your Texas News headlines, I'm Barbara Schwartz.
Hurt in a car or truck wreck? Call Frankel and Frankel first. Mark and Scott Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Texas, have been fighting for your rights for over 25 years. Before becoming personal injury lawyers, they defended insurance companies, so they know all the tricks and tactics insurers use to deny your claim. Trust the experienced, family-owned, and highly awarded Frankel & Frankel to put you first and get the resolution you deserve. And remember, it's a felony for an attorney to reach out to you directly or indirectly via third parties within the first 30 days after an accident. During this period, an attorney may only send a letter. Frankel & Frankel make it easy. From the free consultation to the very first phone call, they handle everything with no out-of-pocket costs. They only get paid when you win. If you or a loved one has been injured, reach out to Frankel & Frankel today at frankelfirm.com. That's FrenkelFirm.com. Principal Office, Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, let me top Lane's weather forecast. Temperatures indeed did make the mid-90s, about 96 degrees today. 60 degrees for a morning low, and then temperatures really quickly moved to 100 degrees. By Thursday afternoon, a cold front on the way Friday with high temperatures in the mid-60s for the wind. Weather is brought to you by Sonic and the All-American Smashers. I'm meteorologist Ron Herbert to the Lubbock's official weather station. News Talk KFYO.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Thursday on This Morning, America's First News. The U.S. is using a lot of weaponry in the war with Iran. Hear how costly and time-consuming it is to restock when you're in the middle of a conflict. Also, truckers are getting clobbered by the surge in diesel prices. For their businesses to survive, those costs will get passed to us. And how young workers are playing defense against AI threats. Thursday on This Morning, America's First News. Weekday mornings at 5 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Securing America.
A Tuesday Senate Armed Services Subcommittee hearing examined technology and cybersecurity at the War Department. Republican Senator Mike Rounds of South Dakota said that the department's digital background is no longer just for support.
It is a weapon system. Our tanks, ships, aircraft, and ground forces depend on connected, resilient, and secure networks to operate at the speed and precision across vast distances.
Lieutenant General Paul Stanton commands the department's cyber defense.
We must get the right data to the right place at the right time such that our commanders make better and faster decisions than our enemies.
Kristen Davies, the War Department's Chief Information Officer, added that digital transformation efforts are now being extended to our allies. While Senator Rand said when it comes to our enemies and technology,
every day we delay modernizing is a day we strengthen their hand in the cyber domain.
Kevin Gretzky, Fox News.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations, and their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Taxes 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
The news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
From the Panhandle to the South Plains to the Big Country, it's the Chad Hasty Show.
Back on the Chad Hasty Show, you've got opening day, Major League Baseball. First pitch tonight. It's on Netflix, the New York Yankees and the San Francisco Giants. And then tomorrow, everybody else gets started. Opening day. A lot of fun for those who are fans of Major League Baseball. And you got a few stories out there. At some of the Major League ballparks. That kind of making headlines around around the area, around the country, inside some of the best new ballpark food, drinks, and treats hitting MLB stadiums. This out of USA Today. It's all about pretty much various stadiums now doing the 999 challenge. Impress your friends by waddling out of the stadium by attempting the Eat 9 Mini Hot Dog, 9 Mini Beers, and 9 Innings Challenge. It's available at Citi Field in New York. Yeah, you got Philadelphia also doing it. Denver, Houston's Daikin Park is also taking part in this. Oracle Park in San Francisco, Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, all part of the 999 Challenge. The 9 mini corn dog, not mini corn dog, mini hot dog, 9 mini beers, and you've got 9 innings to finish it all off. Yeah, Seattle Mariners are unveiling a Washington State ferry boat souvenir vessel. If fans can't get enough of the toasted grasshoppers at T-Mobile Park, then they can fill their bellies with a collectible ferry boat with the items such as chicken fingers, crab-topped nachos, crab dips, and fish and chips. All comes in a big, giant vessel. The Nationals, a D.C. Monument chicken tower, a loaded burger complete with grilled chicken on a soft pretzel bun, smoked bacon, creamy chipotle ranch, and Gruyere cheese. Sounds kind of good, actually. The Arizona Diamondbacks, a shareable souvenir nacho bucket, and a take-me-out-to-the-ballgame shake. The nachos come in either a 64- or 128-ounce bucket with barbacoa beef, pork carnitas, southwestern chili, and veggie fajitas. The shake is made with a salted caramel, whipped cream, peanut butter, peanut butter sandwich cookies, Kit Kat bars, and Cracker Jacks. All in a really, really big cup. The Houston Astros debuting the brisket donut. If you like the combination of barbecue and donuts, you won't go wrong with this dish of fried brisket donuts with barbecue sauce and creamy mac and cheese. The Texas Rangers, oh my gosh, last year's Boomstick Burrito at Globe Life Park had people questioning their life choices. Now you'll be able to purchase a 10-gallon hat filled with nachos. Yeah, it's a wearable nacho cowboy hat that I guess after you scrape it clean of nachos, you can put it on your head. And you can wear it around because who doesn't want to do that? Who doesn't want to do that? The Philadelphia Phillies unveiling the Schwarbaum Sunday, a 400-foot, enjoying 400-foot home runs while chowing down on some soft-serve ice cream and a mini helmet with funnel cake, fried strawberry, uncrushable fresh strawberry sauce, cereal pieces that look like Fruity Pebbles. The L.A. Dodgers, they've got a watermelon habanero margarita that they're putting out there. The Marlins, they've got a 2-foot homemade flour tortilla griddled on the flat top with melted mozzarella. House marinated carne asada, pepper sauce, and salsa verde. That's big. Oh, here you go, Nick. Milwaukee Brewers, they have a chicken ice cream that they're debuting. American Family Field upping the ante with a fried chicken drumstick. It's like going to the fair. A fried chicken drumstick with a chocolate core coated in butterscotch and caramelized cornflake. Why not? Yeah, you might as well try it. If you dare. So that's just some of the new offers. Oh, the Chicago Cubs offering a chicken and churros, crispy fried chicken thighs served on golden brown churros with syrup and fresh strawberries. Sounds kind of good. Yeah, the machete is basically just a giant quesadilla. So if you like a giant quesadilla, that'll do well. 806-680-2790. Texture, I like nachos. Yeah, you just gotta, you get the nacho hat, then you got a hat at the end of the day. Nick, would you wear a nacho hat? You're not paying. Somebody else decides, let's all get the nacho hat.
Yeah.
And give, at the end of the day, when you're done, Nick, you get ownership of the nacho hat.
It just seems so silly.
Well, it is.
To sell this novelty item, and then it's like, okay, and then you get to enjoy it.
Yeah.
When the game's all over.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to eat the nachos.
Right.
And then even if you lick it clean, whatever, you're not putting that on your head.
Yes, you are.
I hope you aren't.
Yes, you are.
Okay, well.
Why are you not?
A shower is due when you get home. I think so. I will not be putting
Are you worried about getting some of that queso maybe in your hair or something?
That's exactly what I'm worried about.
Okay, all right.
No, I'm not putting a food bowl on my head upside down, no matter how clean I licked it.
Let me tell you something. It's going to be the dude who's like, five or six beers in.
He's the one who finished those nine mini
beers.
And he's
like, woo! Let me see that nacho hat over there.
He doesn't even eat the food out of it. He's got nacho cheese.
Oh, he's got nacho cheese. Yeah. He's sitting there, the nachos, he's put it on his hat, and every now and then this chip, it like makes its way forward.
And he's like, ooh.
And he's sitting there, he's not even moving, man. He's got his tongue out like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
He's not even watching the game.
He's not watching the game at this point. And if he's not watching the game, let's see, he gets hit on the head.
Yeah.
He's fine.
There you go.
He's got a cowboy hat on. He's got some nachos right there.
They offer a lot of defense.
Yeah. Crunch. And he's just like, now the nacho just falls down. It's good. That's classy. That's what you want. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Some text coming in on the Expo Center. One texter says, stop fleecing us taxpayers. If there was a need for the Expo Center, it would have been built by a rich dude or dudette. I don't necessarily disagree with that statement. But Lubbock County voters voted overwhelmingly that they wanted this thing built. They voted overwhelmingly for it. And I was one of those warning against it when it went to a vote. But Lubbock County voters, they decided this is what they wanted. They wanted that pretty, pretty picture. They were warned numerous times that you're voting on an idea. You're voting for a picture. You're voting for an idea. You're not voting for the actual venue at this point because there's no plans for a venue. And they've had to go back and redo everything. And I think today, if voters had to redo it, they would not vote for it. They'd say no. If they had to redo the vote, I would say that that it would not pass if they put it to a revote today. 806-680-2790. Let's see. Soccer and baseball are two of the most boring games invented. Well, now you're just crazy. Now you're just nuts. Shame on you. To the texter who sent that in. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and much more. Oh, Nick does need a waffle hat. You put a bunch of waffles inside a 10-gallon hat. I mean, you could only put, like, maybe three in there. I guess he cut them up or something. We'll be right back.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hasty Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hasty Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with The Chad Hasty Show podcast. The Chad Hasty Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hasty Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
When you see a car that's been in a bad crash, it's no accident. When it backs traffic up for miles, no accident. And if there's a fatality involved, somebody died. That's no accident either. A lot of the time, it was speeding. And it's no accident that speeding is a factor in more than 150,000 crashes every year in Texas, many of them fatal. So slow down. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
Has anybody told you about Coast to Coast AM tonight?
Coast to Coast is one of those programs that deals with strange mysteries. We'll look at Bigfoot. We'll look at UFOs. We'll look at real science. And we'll also look at conspiracies and what it all means to you, the listeners of Coast to Coast AM.
It's the best in overnight talk radio. Coast to Coast AM.
Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. Tonight at midnight on KFYO.
All right, if you find yourself, you're one of those people trapped in those horrible timeshares, and it's almost and feels almost impossible to get out of this. Now, that is why the only timeshare exit company that I endorse, they've been with us over a decade, I love this family-owned business, is LoneStarTransfer.com. They treat you with respect. They tell you the truth. They create a customized exit plan for your specific situation. And then lastly, their team will execute it all start to finish with professionalism, and they guarantee results. No more stress. You get peace of mind. Call my friends at Lone Star Transfer today. Now call now. It's 833-594-0075. And get your free case review. That's 833-594-0075. Or check them out on the web at LoneStarTransfer.com. Tell them your friend Sean Hannity sent you.
As we begin to wrap things up, tomorrow will be an open line Thursday, as I will not be here on Friday. Steve Evans will be filling in on Friday. But we'll do open line Thursday tomorrow. We've got a couple of guests who will be joining us as well. At least one guest who will be joining us tomorrow. We may have a couple. We'll see. And so looking forward to that. See, a texter went in. Chad went out of town earlier this week. Had no problems with any TSA until we flew into Houston. Then it was that was bad. Seems to be happening at the major airports, not the smaller or medium-sized airports throughout the U.S. where you have trouble. Yeah, there was a report on that earlier today. And I mean, you just kind of look at your busier airports are going to have more issues than, you know, like a the Lubbock Airport or some of the smaller airports that are out there. But you have seen whether it's in Houston, I think ICE showed up at, was it Hobby? That where you had ICE officials who showed up and they were passing out water and, you know, shaking hands and, you know, trying to make people as comfortable as possible. I mean, you have a in some of these areas, you've had waits of, you know, 2 to 3 hours. People are going to be upset about it. People are going to be not very thrilled, not very happy about what they have to go through when they go through some of these major airports. But you know, it's one of those where when you get back to your location that you're traveling to, you kind of get over it. It's annoying, but it's not a daily thing unless you're traveling for, you know, a business a lot. Then yeah, it can get on your nerves a lot more. But you know, this idea that it's, I've seen people who say that, oh, this is going to impact the midterms. No. Not even close. Not even close. This won't make the top five of what's going to make impact the midterm elections. Hopefully, they'll get everything situated by then. You would think they would. But it's one of those where, you know, no one's going to vote on this as an issue. This isn't what's going to decide the election. And even if they got rid of TSA, and I know there's some out there who go, how could you get rid of, we dealt without TSA for a very long time. In fact, airports are allowed to hire their own security. If they want to, they don't necessarily have to go through TSA. TSA, as far as I know, and I'd have to go back and look again, but I don't believe TSA has ever stopped a terrorist. People on a plane have stopped a terrorist. TSA has stopped you from carrying water on board a plane. Good for them. But I don't believe TSA has ever been responsible for catching and preventing a terrorist activity. Again, I could be wrong. But if, you know, and I'm not going to shed a tear if some of these airports decide, you know what, let's just do away with TSA. And I think it gives people a false sense of security anyway. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Stay safe. Stay healthy. May God bless each and every one of you. We'll be back with you tomorrow at 5 p.m.
The Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station, staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.